KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Our next opportunity to catch up with what's going on in Rodoso comes from volunteers with the Samaritan's Purse Relief Effort, actually, that as we speak and record this interview, are headed towards Rodoso. On the phone with us, Cater Zemke. Cater, thank you so much for taking the time.
You are welcome, Steve, and thank you for having me on.
And literally, I mean, just the, this morning, you and your husband, Rick, packed up and you're headed to Rodoso. And I don't think we really need to inform people too much of what's happening. If you're within sound of this broadcast, most people know there was a couple of deadly fires in the Rodoso area where we are to understand two lives were lost and about 1,400 structures burned due to the fires. And many of those, as many as maybe 1,000, were believed to be actual homes of those in the Rodoso area. Cater, for those really not familiar, you know, a lot of people, they hear Samaritan's Purse and they think Operation Christmas Child. And a lot of people aren't familiar with the relief efforts that happen really around the globe with Samaritan's Purse. If you could briefly explain what kind of work is done.
Okay, well, first of all, Samaritan's Purse are more the hands and the physical work done at disasters. I've been going to these disasters for, I think, close to 15 years, and they are so valuable when we have a team from all over the United States show up to work on someone's home, clear it out from mold or tarp their roofs or chainsaw, and then they find out that someone from New York working in their yard, from Minnesota working in their yard, someone from Utah in their yard. It is very emotional to those homeowners, and it's a time when also we are able to tell them why we're there. And so Samaritan's Purse is one part of it, but here comes the chaplains, which that is what Rick and I are doing. We are chaplains, rapid response team with Billy Graham. And so we're in there to give emotional and spiritual support to the homeowners and also to some of the Samaritan's Purse workers.
Well, and part of what, you know, as you mentioned, the work being done, I would imagine some of the work being done in Rodoso shortly, if not already, is raking through some ashes and finding those personal mementos or anything that can be salvaged for these families. And of course, also providing, just places for relief that you would expect, meals or water or somewhere to sleep. One of the other things that is critical here in New Mexico, Cater, and we talked about it off the air, is the need for volunteers. And what we're going to do to make this easy for those listening on KLYT is on the homepage at klyt.fm, we'll create a real obvious link for Rodoso Samaritan's Purse relief effort volunteering that you can click. We already have a couple of links put up there, one for just general information from the city of Rodoso, another to Samaritan's Purse where you can donate towards relief efforts. But as far as volunteers, and we'll have that link available at klyt.fm even as soon as this interview. Cater, what kind of volunteer work is needed, and what can those volunteering somewhat expect as they head to Rodoso?
Well, you can expect, well, first of all, I was going to, if I can back up just a little bit with Samaritan's Purse and Billy Graham Rapid Response Team. With Samaritan's Purse in a fire, it's very delicate work. You will be sifting. They have these sifters, and someone will be pouring some ash on it. And I have been around when they find things that are so valuable to their families, and they just weep. I mean, they're so happy that those things are found in the ash. So that is a really great time to be there and witness that. And as far as the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team, I want to just mention real quick that our purpose is to go and tell them of and the care of Jesus Christ, and to talk to them about Him being their Savior and helping them to deal with these times of trouble and understanding that He's been there. He's always been there. He's never left them. And so we want to bring encouragement, but also we want to bring Jesus Christ into the middle of that deployment. Now, what to expect as far as deployment with Samaritan's Purse? First of all, let me just say, when you volunteer, you will be housed at a church that Samaritan's Purse has made an agreement with, and you will be fed three meals. You just need to get there. So that transportation, flying, whatever it may be, is your expense, but the rest of it is Samaritan's Purse. And you just need to come with a flexible, willing heart. There you go.
And I'm sure, I'm going to guess, as far as preparing volunteers, a lot of that information is available via the link that we'll post at klyt.fm in the Action Center right there on the homepage. But I'm going to guess, as you head towards these relief efforts, a lot like going for a hike, whatever you can pack into a backpack, some people pack a little different than others, Cater.
True. Well, let me just say, too, you just let me think of it. When you get to this site, you'll be given two orange Samaritan's Purse t-shirts, I'm sorry. And then that is something you will wear when you're deployed. And that gives us visibility on job sites when you're at different homes working. But you do get that. And they're washed each day. So anyway, you have something to wear there. And then some rugged boots. And yeah, it's all on the website.
Okay. And then the other thing, of course, it's super critical during the rapid response relief efforts from Samaritan's Purse and the volunteer team is prayer. And when we go to prayer, Cater, we know that specificity is something that is encouraged and important. Specifically, how would you encourage those that can't physically be there but can get on their knees and be praying for these efforts?
Yes, I thank you so much for that question. Prayer is vital, so important. I, as you know, being a Christian and me being a follower, both of us, of Jesus Christ, He's already picked the people that we're going to speak to, we're going to meet face-to-face. We think it's just us. We happen to meet them in the Walmart or in a parking lot somewhere, but that's all ordained by the Lord. So prayer is really important. So we're asking for hearts to be prepared, and we are also asking for prayer for those families that are left at home when people go. Like this morning, Rick and I prayed for our family, and our daughter-in-law is just about to have a baby, so we obviously pray for that. And those are very important. And the full armor of God, that is another thing. We're going out to serve the Lord, and boy, that's something the enemy does not like. So as the Lord leads, we definitely need prayer. And the home church that we're staying at is called River Crossing Ministries. They housed us 2 years ago. Rick and I were there for a fire, and we just found out that pastor lost his home in the fire. Oh. So please pray for him. I do not know his name right now, but please pray for him and his family.
Okay. Great information. Actually, I want to go back real quick to those that are listening and considering volunteering and physical capabilities, or, who might think that, I'd be more than willing to get in a car and go down and do what I can, but I'm not sure there's much I can do.
Boy, that's another good question, because I hear it often. And let me say to the ones that say I'm too old, because that's one I hear all the time. I'm too old to do that. Well, I have met many times on my deployments people in their 80s on deployment with Samaritan's Purse. So what can you do? Well, you can sweep. You can clean things that need to be cleaned. You can wash something in water. Like when they retrieve something from the ashes, they usually want to rinse it off and look at it. You can be doing that. There's always something appropriate for your physical abilities or for your age.
Okay, so the link that we're going to provide, I'll take you right to the Samaritan's Purse website, where you can get most of the information you need in regards to being a volunteer with the relief efforts in Rodoso through the rapid response team from Samaritan's Purse. You can go to SamaritansPurse.org and surf the site if you'd like, but we're going to make it real easy for the volunteers. Again, we will have a link posted in the Action Center at klyt.fm with a couple of other Rodoso links that we already have there. Hopefully that'll make it a little easier. And Cater and Rick, we thank you so much for your willingness to be a part of this. And we'll keep you in our prayers. And welcome an update. If there's something you think the KLYT listener needs to know, we'd be happy to reconnect and get that information to them. So safe travels, and we'll look forward to hearing back from you there or when you get home.
Thank you so much, Steve. We'll definitely be in touch.
All right. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.